Thank you so much for joining us for this podcast today, brought to you by Your Network of Praise. Now, let's join the conversation.
You're listening to Your Network of Praise. This is Marcy. Okay, so Dave has tasked me with getting to know the artists that we have on our station, the music we listen to every day, and one of our, oh my goodness, such a huge favorite of our listening area and of me personally, I finally snagged Micah Tyler, and he's here with me, so thank you, Micah, for joining me here. I appreciate it.
Listen, so stoked to be here. This is super fun. I'm glad we got to meet. So let's talk to the people here.
Please. Okay, so we are asking some somewhat rapid-fire type questions. We want to get to know you, the real meaty stuff, you know what I'm saying? So initially, very important, what camp are you in, coffee or tea?
Oh, okay, nowadays coffee. Sweet tea is a southern thing, so like that's a different variation, but I would say right now I'm probably more team coffee.
I'm with you on that. I'm fully with you on that. Yes, and we're also asking because, you know, it's morning show. You know, everybody's getting ready for work or getting ready just for their day. I'm looking for, what's your favorite breakfast? How do you ideally start your day?
Oh, my gosh. So as far as coffee goes, a cold brew is kind of my go-to. I don't like super, super hot things. And listen, I'm a simple guy. Eggs and toast and bacon. Like, that's about as American of a thing as I can think of. It's wonderful. You can get it wherever you want to in the country. There's little variations, but a nice solid eggs, bacon, and toast. Throw in a pancake, maybe, but that's the way to go.
I learned recently that Danny Gokey has chickens, so if you're ever in need, let him know.
He does have chickens. That's true. Yeah. I may have to swap a few eggs if they keep going up.
That's right. You know where to go. You have a source. Okay, so also asking, what is your favorite, your go-to flavor for ice cream?
Oh, that's a great question. Okay, so actually, trick question. Andy's frozen custard. Frozen custard, if you haven't had it before, you put the spoon in and it just immediately down to the bottom, but then you take a bite and it's so dense and velvety. So there's a secret item at Andy's frozen custard called the ooey gooey, and it's literally just vanilla custard with caramel and Heath bar, and it's simple, but it is like, I think Jesus is in the back just putting his finger every time they make it. It just goes like, here, this, be blessed.
So. Imparting wisdom on that chef, whoever came up with that. That's amazing. So we are at Your Network of Praise. We're listening to Micah Tyler. We love your songs, okay? But we are wondering, who does Micah Tyler listen to, especially right now in Christian artists, even unique people? Who's on your playlist right now?
Yeah, I kind of bounce around. So, I mean, I love Phil Wickham's new stuff. Everything is just amazing he's putting out right now. Just got off tour with Mercy Me, so I got to watch them play 30 different times. And Taya was out there too, and her new record's super, super fun. But also, what's fun for me is that we've got like 4 or 5 new artists that have been signed to our label. So I've been there for about 8 years, the label now, and so they send me some of the new songs before they come out and stuff. So be on the lookout for Caleb and John. Austin French has got some really good stuff coming out right now, but like I like cheering on those guys because I know what it feels like to be throwing your music out for the first time. So I listen to a little bit of everything. Now, back in the day, Shane and Shane, big Shane and Shane fan. They were kind of my heroes when I picked up an acoustic guitar at 20. And so those are kind of the go-to guys, and they're still making some incredible music now. So that's kind of my widespread there.
I love it. I love it. I can totally relate. Okay, so I know that you, before pre-music to industry, you were a youth pastor at one point. So I'm just wanting to ask you, like, we have a lot of young people listening. We have families listening. We have parents listening. Just knowing what you know now, as you've been walking through this journey on this side of heaven, what kind of wisdom has God imparted on you?
I feel like it's very important to remember where Scripture says that tomorrow has enough worries of its own, but it also has its own set of joys. It has its own set of celebrations, has its own set of fears. There's all kinds of stuff over here in the future. The beautiful thing is this, the only day that we can be faithful to is today. We can't rest on the things that we were faithful to yesterday. Like, I've been married for 19 years now. I can't say, oh, I'm faithful today because I married my wife 19 years ago. I have to choose to be faithful today. And if you're looking at colleges right now, if you're kind of getting out of high school and you're getting ready to go to what this next thing is, a lot of times we can get so worked up on like, okay, where am I going to be in 5 years? But the thing is, today, you have an opportunity to be faithful to the classmates that you have, to your friend, to your youth group, to your teachers, to your parents, to your siblings. Like, you'll never have today ever again. At one point, this moment right now was the future, but it's gone. Now it's the past. So all we can do is be faithful to what God puts in front of us, and that's what we're called to be. We'll never stand before Jesus one day and Him say, well done, that good and successful college graduate. Well done, that good and successful teacher, mom, dad. Our job is to be a faithful servant. And all we can be faithful to and serve are the things that are right in front of us.
Amen. That's so good. That's really, really good. I also just have a question for you on a personal note. When it comes to your walk of faith, who does God make you sensitive to? When you're looking out over your crowd, when you're, you know, singing at concerts and things like that, who do you feel sensitive to when it comes to like outreach, ministering, pastoring? Like, who do you see? Who stands out to you?
Yeah, I mean, students have a big part of my heart still. I did youth ministry for 9 years. Had a youth pastor make a huge impact on my life. So I'm constantly like looking in that direction. But also, you know, the Bible tells us that Jesus drew near the least of these. I can't look on the stage and tell if someone is a widow or an orphan, but I do think that it's important for us to keep our eyes open. And so to me, that's one of the reason why I try every single night that I can to go out to a merch table, because not only did they buy a ticket to come to a show and they're buying merchandise, these are stories. These are real hearts of real people who walked in who needed to really experience God. And if God has allowed me to get to know who He is and has changed my life, I don't sing songs to hear myself sing songs. I sing songs because the gospel changed my life forever. And the reason why I go to Montana, I go to New York, I go to California, I go down the road in Southeast Texas is because that gospel changed me and I want someone else to be changed. So I'm just looking for someone who needs to be reminded, needs to hear it for the first time, or needs to understand the importance of the gospel today.
I love that. I'm with you on that one. I just really want to ask you, because I got to hear you perform Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
That song is so good. I love it. I love it. And you even were mentioning like, hey, even when stuff's not going your way, you still got to praise the Lord. That's a part of life, right? Just tell me a little bit, the heart behind that song. I really, really enjoyed that song.
Thanks. So John 16:33 says, it puts two promises in the same sentence. The first promise is really hard. The second promise is everything to us. So the first promise is, in this world, there will be trouble. Like, we are guaranteed that. It's not like, hey, you may have some hard times sometimes. There will be, and that's such a bummer to think about, and that could be something as serious as cancer, it could be storms, it could be all this kind of stuff, or it could be somebody cutting you off in traffic, or you spilling your coffee in the morning. There's a whole variance of things that are not going to go our way because this world is broken. But the second half says, but in this world, but take heart, because I have overcome the world. That is such a reason for us that whether we are in the thick of a battle, or we are standing on the other side victorious, we have a God that is worth praising. So I wanted to write this anthem to remind my heart in the morning, to have something for me to sing in the afternoon, and for me to lay in bed at night remembering, no matter what happened that day, that there is God, that He is for us, and that He is worthy of all of our praise. So we just want to write something that was like, hey, let's go ahead and get this thing going right now, so we can just walk into every battle before we get there and praise God all the way through it.
I love that. That's so great. That's so great. Okay. So I am just going to ask one last thing of you. Could you please just for a second pray over the young people in our listening area? I truly, truly know that anxiety and depression and grief, these are all really prevalent and amplified. So would you please pray for our Absolutely. Young people?
Dear Jesus, number one, I pray that everyone who hears this knows that You see them too. They are seen. They are not forgotten. They are not discarded. They are not ruined. This world will make them feel like they are so disposable, but You see value in us because You created us. I pray, God, that Psalm 139 says that we are uniquely made. I pray that we would not feel like that's a punishment, because we're not meant to just blend in with the rest of this world. And sometimes it's hard. To be a believer is to step outside of what this world teaches us. But God, I pray that those students, whether it is to 3 kids that they're going to do a Bible study with, or if they stand in front of their youth group, or if they feel like they have a stage in front of their entire school, I pray, God, that they would remember that You are with them. You are for them. You are the firm foundation under their feet. You are watching over them. You surround them with Your presence, and You fill us to every single part. We thank You, God, for how You will walk us out of depression. But God, if we walk through those things, You are still worthy of our praise. I pray, God, that You would just draw near our broken hearts, and that we would trust You more and more because of it. Thank You, Jesus, for the impact that You're going to use this generation to make in this world. We love You. We praise You. And we pray all these things. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for doing this. I really, really appreciate it.
This is a joy. Thanks for. I got to come to Montana now. Come hang out.
Yeah,
Let's do it.
Yeah, you do. Well, you know, I know our listeners will love that.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast by Your Network of Praise. We enjoy bringing a variety of conversations your way about important topics or events. We hope you'll share these with your friends and family, and be sure to subscribe to our podcast by linking to our page at ynop.org. So you'll always be informed when there are new conversations ready for your enjoyment. To find out more about Your Network of Praise, go to ynop.org or visit us on Facebook.